It's Thursday, and it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report, as we're joined by Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. Hey, Gary, how we doing, man?
Good morning, Gary. We're doing well on this thirsty Thursday morning. It's a little cooler out there.
Oh, boy, it does feel a lot better than kind of what we've been dealing with the last few days. And we've got cooler temperatures coming as well. And the lakes are, you know, they're going down. I think the fishing's even a little better, isn't it?
It has been. You know, a lot of people stayed away because of the heat. Early morning fishing's been decent. Early before sunrise, that first light, if you're out there, it hasn't been too bad. I know the stripers, they've gone really deep, 60, 70 feet. They're down there.
Yeah.
But the crappie and the bluegill aren't quite as deep. And the lake, they've been dropping that. I think we're down to, what would it say this morning when you had a lot of 567.56 or something? Oh, yeah. It's in great shape. They've been, every 3 days it goes down another foot practically, so they've been doing a good job. We're getting parking back down there, easier launch. So they're working on it. I'm going to say by Labor Day, we're just going to be in great shape, even better than what it is right now.
Yeah, the fishing, I've been talking to a few folks, and the stripers, they're deep. A lot of people, you know, gay blades have been really effective, spoons, and this is coming from the guys with live scope. But, you know, it's like a navy blue that fades to like a lightning blue, and I think that's what it's called, lightning blue gay blade.
Exactly.
That's been very, very effective. You know, it allows you to get down where they're at, for one. It allows you to get down there at that depth. And then there's some other spoons that has been pretty effective.
Absolutely, especially I like to work the bluff walls and that, work with those spoons. Been really effective. Seen some guys with some nice looking fish, and then the crappie guys have been about 18 to 20 feet deep or less over brush piles, and it's been a mix of live bait and I'm gonna say like a Bobby Garland salt and pepper, some stuff like that this week. Mm-hmm. And it changes all the time, the colors on what's working on the soft plastic bait. So yeah, that could be a daily or weekly thing on that. So, but that bite's been decent. No limits on the crappie, but some nice, good sized crappie.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, I mean, we're in that transition part of the year. It's summertime. It's hot. It's not so much the lake level as it is the lake temperature. That,
yes.
You know, everybody, you know, a lot of people, well, the lake's too big, fish won't bite when the lake's big, or it has nothing to do with that. Nothing at all to do with that. It's more determined on the lake temperature, but they will bite, you know, you just got to stay after it. The bass, I know a lot of people, you know, swim baits is pretty, it's just, that's like the best all around for this time of year, I think.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right with that. And that's why I think earlier in the morning, and if you get a little bit of a cloudy overcast day and sun's not beating down early on you, you got a better chance, and they're, I'm not going to say a little deeper, but a little more selective, and you just have to work it a little bit more.
Yeah. One thing you don't have to work very hard at is for the big old lake perch and brim, bluegill.
It's time for that right now.
Oh, it'll be great. I tell you what, it will be fantastic this weekend for them. It will be fantastic.
Absolutely. Red worms, crickets, grubs, it's time to get after the bluegill. And there's some big bluegill, I mean some big, good size, hand size out there. And with your catching them, take your grandkids out there, just have a blast, because it's on for the bluegill.
Yeah. Now, I had a correction. I had a guy that, you know, that listens to us, and he said, you know, the crickets, the worms, the live baits for the brim were spot on, but he said the secret is the hook size. It's all about the hook size, you know. And I said, well, what size hook? Well, he wouldn't tell me. He said, you got to figure that one out on your own.
That's kind of true on the crappie. I use a hook really small that I have to put a pair of glasses on to thread the eye of the hook. So, and then I use really small for the bluegill as well.
Yeah. And it's fantastic. And, boy, I tell you, now Leonard and Rex and Chad, they've been down there, and they're catfish people. And, my goodness, have they been tearing it up. Wow.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to mention. I'm glad you brought it up because the catfish has been good. The guys that have been jugging or trout lining this past weekend, they did. I guess they weren't happy. I mean, they put like on trout line 25 out and they get 4 or 5. Well, I think that's a good night.
Yeah, you're not going to go hungry.
No. If you're doing that, you know, repeatedly every night, that's pretty good. And it's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Now, you know, we've got some really nice weather this weekend. I think it's going to be a really nice weekend to be on the lake. And, you know, when we have these substantial temperature drops, like what, you know, from where we've been in the mid to upper 90s, now we're going to go from that, okay, to this weekend to 80.
So, oh, isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah. So I think this is going to be a pretty good weekend to be out there and, you know, do a little fishing. It's definitely going to be a good time for a little mermaid sightseeing.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have those cooler nights. We're going to be down in the 60s.
Yep.
That's going to be a nice break. And, you know, I think I might get a little mermaid activity. I think you're absolutely right. And that's where you'll be finding me. When I get a minute to get down there, you'll find me in the lawn chair and a bottle of wine and some Cheetos.
There you go. That's perfect. That's perfect. Hey, Gary, if some folks want to come to...
Instead of going fishing on the door, I'm going to have...
Mermaid hunting. Well, hey, if some folks out there would like to mermaid hunt with you and maybe, you know, find a stay in a nice cabin or just come down and visit, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, great way to get in touch with us. Leave us a message on there. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And I like it when people just drop in and say, hey, let's turn you and Gary on. Come on in and have a cold one and talk about fishing or mermaids or whatever. That's fun.
Yeah. Give us some insight, you know. Tell us some tricks while you're there visiting, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we get some of the good stuff.
That's right. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we'll visit with you next week, okay?
Sounds good.